frappa yeni chefa waya himania sofo amaye jonya kopo shiranga nidi ama frappa yeni chefa waya himania sofo amaye jonya kopo shiranga nidi to say shiranga nidi and yonya kanidi waya
Helpers of the blessing is our theme for today. Helpers of the blessing. We're looking at the story of Esther. Esther chapter 2, reading from verse 5 to 11 and 15 to 17. Now in Shushan the palace, there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jer, the son of Shimei, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had carried away. And he brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she had neither father nor mother, and the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter. So it came to pass, when the king's commandment and his decree was heard, and when many maidens were gathered together unto Shushan the palace, to the custody of Haggai, that Esther was brought also into the king's house, to the custody of Haggai, keeper of the women. And the maiden pleased him, and she obtained kindness of him, and he speedily gave her things for purification, with such things as belonged to her, and seven maidens, which were meet to be given her out of the king's house, and he preferred her and her maids unto the best place of the house of the woman. Esther had not shielded her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not shield it. And Mordecai walked every day before the court of the women's house, to know how Esther did and what should become of her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From this story, we see a young lady called Esther who was beautiful but did not have her parents. They had died. And her cousin took her as daughter. Now, we all know the story of Esther. We know how God used Esther to save the Jews from the hand of wicked Haman. But before all that, she had to become queen. That was her blessing. Her blessing was to become queen in place of Vashti. the blessing came with a purpose, and we'll look at that, God willing, next week. The blessing comes with a purpose. The blessing had a purpose, but the blessing had to be obtained first. And there were specific people who had to be the machine, had to be used to make the blessing possible. They were machines. So first was Mordecai, who raised her, taught her about God, raised her to be that person who needed to be a queen. But that was not enough. When she got into the palace, Mordecai could not go with her, and there had to be another person in the palace. There had to be another person in the palace who was going to take care of her to ensure that that blessing was fulfilled. Now, we see favor in play all through this. But we're not going to go in that direction. We're looking at the helpers, those who contributed, those who were used to ensure that the blessing came to pass. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, Mordecai did not leave her there, but he always came to check on her. And we also see that Mordecai gave Esther an advice to not make known where she came from, and she adhered to it. It was not enough for Esther to have Mordecai, but she had the wisdom to manage the relationship. She had the wisdom to manage the relationship. When you check in the palace, Haggai had favor towards her, and Esther made sure that she didn't do anything without Haggai approving. She didn't take anything except what Haggai would give to her. She knew how to relate with her helpers so that the favor was not cut off. There are times that we mess up godly relationships, either through disobedience, through disrespect. In so many ways, we mess up godly relationships and we lose godly helpers. And so today we are praying concerning helpers and the wisdom to manage those relationships. Now let's look at what went on in verse 15 to 17. Now when it was the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go into the king. She required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. And I mentioned this just earlier. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. So Esther was taken to the king Ahasuerus, into this house royal, in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor in his sight more than all the virgins, so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made the queen instead of Vashti. So the blessing came when she got to the queen, but there had to be the role of Mordecai, there had to be the role of Haggai, and even the king also became a helper to the blessing by making her queen and also being the channel through which the Jews were saved. When she went to seek him, he also became a helper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go straight into prayer. We're praying concerning our helpers. It is the Lord who gives helpers. And so we're going to thank him for the helpers we have and the ones he's going to set in place. I have seen throughout my life that every stage of my life, God placed somebody there to cover me. And I believe God does the same for every one of his children based on his purpose. So we're going to start off by thanking him for the helpers we have and the ones he's going to bring our way in future in fulfillment of his kingdom agenda for us. So we're saying, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven,
thank you for all the helpers you have brought.
Thank you for all the helpers you have brought.
And are about to bring my way.
And are about to bring my way.
To carry out various roles.
To carry out various roles.
In relation to your blessing in my life.
In relation to your blessing in my
family
life.
And ministry.
Family and ministry.
For your glory in Jesus.
For your glory in Jesus.
Open your mouth and give the Lord thanks.
Thank you, Lord
God,
Jesus,
thank
for all
you.
The helpers that
you've been my ultimate help.
And all
thank you for the humans, the men, the women,
Lord,
the children,
your
the sisters, the brothers,
life,
every single person who's been a helper throughout my life till date, I say thank you. Lord, I bless your name for even the ones you're about to bring to ensure that your blessing is preserved. To ensure that your blessing is, your purpose of your blessing is fulfilled. Lord Jesus, I say thank you. I do not count myself worthy, but you constantly let your grace and mercy find me. I say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for helpers of the ministry. Thank you for current helpers of the ministry. Past helpers of the ministry, future helpers of the ministry. God, I say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name.
Our
second prayer, our Father in heaven.
Father in heaven.
Grant us grace.
Grant us grace
to constantly appreciate the roles of helpers in the ministry.
To constantly appreciate the roles of helpers in the ministry.
Our individual lives.
Our individual lives.
Work.
Or academics.
And the wisdom.
To manage those relationships in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Grant us grace to constantly appreciate.
The roles of helpers in the ministry.
The roles of helpers in the ministry.
Our individual lives. Work or academics.
And grant us the wisdom.
To manage those relationships.
In Jesus' name.
Open your mouth, somebody, from the depths of your heart and in your understanding. And in the language of the Spirit, pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, is twofold, Lord Jesus. Give me the grace to be able to appreciate properly and appropriately the people you've brought into my life. The people of God that are helpers to my destiny. Help us in my family. Help us in my work. Help us in my academics. Help us in every area of my life. In Jesus' name, our final prayers, our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Preserve the lives of our current and future helpers.
Preserve the lives of all of our current and future helpers.
According to your time and purpose.
According to your time and purpose.
Let our helpers never be hindered.
Let our helpers never be hindered.
But look favorably upon us always.
And look favorably upon us always.
Provide every resource they need.
Provide every resource they need.
To play their roles as helpers towards us.
To play their roles as helpers towards us.
As a ministry.
As a ministry.
And as individuals in Jesus' name.
And as individuals in Jesus' name.
Our Father in heaven.
Our Father in heaven.
Preserve the lives of all our current and future helpers.
Preserve the lives of all of our current and future helpers.
According to your time and purpose.
according to your time and purpose.
Let our helpers never be hindered.
Let our helpers never be hindered.
But look favorably upon us always.
But look favorably upon us always.
Provide every resource they need.
Provide every resource they need.
To play their roles as helpers towards us.
To play their roles as helpers towards us.
As a ministry.
As a ministry.
And as individuals.
And as individuals.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
open
name.
Open your mouth, somebody. This is our final prayer from the depths of your heart. Pray this prayer that you pray. Your helpers will be preserved. For your sake, let them be preserved. For your sake, let their lives be spared. For your sake, let their help be restored. For your sake, let their blessings open. For our sakes, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. We give the Lord thanks for answering prayer.
We give you all the glory. We bless your name.
Thank you for
blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for release of help.
Thank you. Thank
in the name
you.
Of thank Jesus.
You. Thank you.
We give you all the glory.
Glory, Lord Jesus. We give you all the
glory. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. You are the miracle working. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Your name
bless you if you joined us and you do not know about Jesus. I want to let you know that He's here to save you. He's your Savior. And so give your life to Him now. There are many promises that God has for you in His kingdom, both in this life and also eternal life after death. But to access these promises, you need to first accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So if you'd like to do that, you say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I admit that I am a sinner. I thank you for the sacrifice you paid for me by dying on the cross and rising up. Today I surrender my life to you. Be my Lord and King. Forever and ever. Amen. Jesus, we thank you for the lives of these precious ones. We pray that you give them the grace to continually serve you. May they be rooted in the kingdom forever until your second coming. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. If you just gave your life to Christ, kindly contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com. You can also call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Shall we share the grace?
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ,
the love of God,
the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.
We meet at 6 p.m. tomorrow prompt. Shalom.